In Syria, government jets bombed rebellious suburbs of Damascus yesterday, leaving a United Nations-based ceasefire in tatters. Nathan Morley reports.
Rebels fought street battles with Bashar al-Assad's forces in the Syrian capital, whilst clashes were reported along the main Aleppo-Damascus highway as the civil war continued unabated. An airstrike in the Idlib province killed at least 16 people yesterday, including 7 children and 5 women. That's according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The violence came on the third day of what was meant to be a 4-day truce to mark the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Adha. The ceasefire began on Friday, but failed to take hold from the very start. According to a British-based monitoring group, Syrian warplanes struck 3 districts of Damascus yesterday to try and drive out rebels. Separately, Iraqi authorities have forced an Iranian cargo plane heading to Syria to land for inspection in Baghdad to ensure it was not carrying weapons. It's the second such forced landing this month. The plane was released after the check. The move appeared aimed at easing US concerns that Iraq has become a route for shipments of Iranian military supplies that could help Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Last month, Iraq banned a North Korean plane from crossing its airspace because of suspicions it was carrying weapons to Syria. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.